Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. How do I know if I'm psychic? That is a question that is on a lot of people's minds, and I don't blame them because there's so much talk about psychic, mediums, empaths, healers, indigos, star seeds, all of the things, being intuitive. So how do I know if I'm psychic? First of all, what is a psychic? A psychic is someone who uses energy and the vibrations around them to tune into their higher awarenesses. And we could be doing this for guidance or insight, clarity, perspective, healing, or validation. So if I am a psychic, then I would align to the idea that I'm connecting to energy, whether it's from a human being that's in front of me, the universe, an item, an animal, or someone that is in energetic frequency, like a soul or a spirit. So it doesn't matter. Everything is energy. Energy is everything. So I'm going to connect or pick up on the energy or the vibrational frequency of said thing to be able to receive some sort of message or insight that's going to give me value. And what do you mean by value? What I mean is, if I am going to use my energy to connect to someone or something else, I want it to be of value to me, meaning it's going to help me with a lesson. It's going to help me teach. It's going to help me ascend in my soul's journey. It's going to help me serve others. It's going to help me have a heightened awareness of myself. It's going to help me release expectations. It's going to help me see things in a different perspective. That is why being psychic is so, so valuable. Because if you're using it with the purest of intentions, if you're being someone who is connecting to energy. So if you're using your psychic abilities and you're using it to grow personally, to serve others, to just want to fulfill your life's purpose by having a deeper understanding of humanity, of the universal world and intentions and goals and just the purpose of everything. Like, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of the universe? What is the purpose of the trees? What is the purpose of, you know, evil and bad acts of humanity? Like, if you just want to learn more and get it from a space that helps you to evolve, to grow, to ground, then you're in the right spot. You're in the right energetic space and you're aligned to the proper intentions that are going to allow you to continue to receive energetic frequencies that are going to equate into those goals of validation or healing or perspective or guidance or insight. So if you're hearing me, what you're hearing me say is you're using psychic abilities to make your life meaningful, purposeful, and intentional so you can be the best version of yourself authentically as well as serve others in the way that you're meant to. Whether you're being a psychic that's professionally doing it or you're being psychic for a friend or family member or you're not even knowing you're being psychic but you're just being guided and you're in the flow and you're going with the groove. What I'm not saying is a psychic is somebody who just wants to be the first to know something or to use it as a status thing or to be better than anybody else or to use it for their own personal intentions that aren't in alignment with their highest good or the highest good of everybody involved. So if you really want to know if you're psychic and you're coming by this naturally, you're probably someone who is feeling it and has felt it for the better part of your life, probably for as long as you can remember, or you've had other people tell you you're psychic or that you're so intuitive. When you know that you just know something, or you feel it in your gut, or you use terms like, oh, I knew that was going to happen, or I felt it in my gut, or I'm not feeling this right now. When you're using terminology like that and the language that aligns to being psychic, then you are highly intuitive. You're somebody who already goes with it. You're already tapping into it. You can't explain how you know it. You can't explain where it came from. But you're intuitive and you're acknowledging that. And probably other people in your life has told you that too. When I was growing up, just even as early as 8, 9, 10 years old, it was kind of a joke because other kids in my class would say, oh, you're psychic, or Amber's psychic, or how did she know that? This is totally psychic. And why I'm saying it's a joke is because at that age, it was kind of like, ha ha ha, of course, right? Whatever. But little did I know later that this was actually going to be something that I resonate with, something that I do identify as. I don't believe I identify with the term psychic like other people do in terms of, you know, having to have a crystal ball or, you know, using tarot cards or, you know, I don't do it in those ways. So I feel like some of the ways that it was kind of taught to me when I was growing up was, unless I was kind of witchy, so to speak, then I wasn't really psychic. Like, I had to be witchy and kind of tapping into different things, or even using magic or something like that. So I guess it just depends on what you believe it to be, what you identify it to be, and I guess what you've learned it to be. So I didn't identify with it back then, and I don't identify it in that way today. How I identify with being psychic is that I connect so wholeheartedly with my feeling, my knowing, my sensing that I'm in the right direction, or I'm at the right place at the right time, or I just know it to be true, or that energetic frequency is feeling so good that I'm attracted to it, aligned to it, and it is such a strong currency. It just takes me with it. And I trust it because I'm so naturally tapping into my intuition that I don't mistrust it, and I don't mistrust myself, because over and over again, I have learned that when I have intuitively connected to something, that I have learned that it is the way I'm supposed to go, or it is what ends up happening. So if you are naturally intuitive and you can understand that when I explain it to you, of just knowing it or having a gut feeling, or just, oh, I should have done that because I knew it, or I should have went down this street, I knew I should have went this way, or left the house earlier, or whatever. If you find yourself always kind of saying, wow, I'm glad I did this because I knew it, or shoot, I second-guessed myself, mistrusted myself, and I should have done it this way because I just knew it. Those are ways that you are intuitive. But the difference is, one way is being in alignment and trusting yourself, and the other way is mistrusting it and learning over and over again that if you do trust it, you're in the right spot at the right time for the right reason. Also, psychics tend to attract people. I don't know. For a long time, I wondered how come random people would come up to me and start talking to me and telling me their story. And I felt like so social. Like, it was like, wow, this is nice. Like, I'm, you know, out at a store or at a party or something. And I might not know everybody, but it felt nice and welcoming and natural that when people I didn't know came and talked to me and sparked conversation, I felt included. I felt welcomed. I felt connected, because I was energetically connecting with that person. But what I wasn't understanding was why I could go into a room or to a place and people would naturally come and speak to me or be attracted to me or be looking at me from across the room. And there's some sort of like, I feel like, oh, are they looking at something? But it was just, I don't know if they're seeing the aura, the energy. Sometimes we don't know why we're attracted to one person and not attracted to another. And by attracted, I mean wanting to be close to their energy or wanting to be their friend or wanting to use them as a service provider or wanting to buy products for them or whatever. We know that we want to attract to people and we know that we don't. And so that is natural as being a psychic that you go to where you are attracted to. But as a psychic, you attract all the types of people. And that is because your energy is beautiful and your energy is open and you are like, they can receive your energy so well that it's very welcoming and it pulls them into you. So you may have strangers telling you their life story or strangers asking you to do things with them. And strangers, I mean, you know, that sounds like a terrible word and we don't want to go with strangers anywhere ever. But it's just people who are nice, probably aligned to the same energetic frequency as you, who probably are very like-minded and just enjoy being in your energetic field. You probably also give the best advice. So when these strangers are attracting to you or your friends are calling you or you're the go-to family member that everybody wants to ask for their opinion or advice from, you probably really do give sound advice sometimes because you're getting it from a higher source. You don't know where it came from. Sometimes you probably will even say, like, I don't even know where that came from. I just had to say it to you. I felt so overwhelmed with the words or the energy to say it to you or to guide you in this direction or to introduce you to this person. So psychics generally give out really good insight or advice, or they're the person that their friends and family want to just connect to in the time of need because they know that they're either going to make them feel good energetically or they're going to help them see something in a different perspective and give them some insight and clarity that they otherwise may not have been able to see in that moment. And because you, as a psychic, can feel other people's energy almost to the point where, yes, it could be that you feel it or take it on as your own, like as an empath would. An empath can sense the energy of somebody else and then also try to absorb it from them so that they can limit pain and suffering from others. But you could also just feel it without having to absorb it like an empath, right? So you might say, hey, mom, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Why do you look like that? Why do you feel like that? And they might say back to you, nothing is wrong. I'm fine. You know, maybe they don't know that something is off. Like they don't know what energy they're putting out, or maybe they don't know how to put it into words, or maybe they don't want to share it with you at that moment. Or maybe there is a status thing where it's like, well, a parent doesn't want to burden their child with the worries of the parent, so they are not going to share it. So when I mean you feel others' energy, I mean that you are able to sense if something is wrong, even if someone's not verbalizing it or someone's not even really like matching the mood they're in. Like if somebody is angry, they don't have to look red in the face and grimacing and shoulders up to their ears. They don't have to look like that for a psychic to know that something has shifted in their energetic frequency and that their mood and their energy is off. Now, where psychics kind of get lost is in that moment where they recognize something doesn't feel right or it's not being sensed correctly, like in the way that they normally would feel or sense them to be. And when they question it and they're told, no, it's nothing or nothing is wrong or I don't know what you're seeing, like you're crazy or this doesn't exist or stop trying to make a problem or you're so dramatic, people will deflect that from them. And then the psychic will start to question their own ability to connect to the energy. And I'm just going to tell you, innately, we get that sense of other energy to protect ourselves from danger. So when we're walking alone at night, that intuition will spike and it'll say something feels off, something feels weird. I don't know where I'm getting it, or I can pinpoint exactly where the energy is coming from. And I might, my line of sight might be drawn exactly to an area on the street where I did not see somebody standing, but my intuition now has made me look in that direction. So when we are kind of made to feel crazy or unvalidated by other people, it also starts to influence a psychic to question their own life choices. It maybe puts them into situations where they overly trust somebody that they're getting a weird feeling from, but they trust anyway, and gets them into a bad situation. And it could be something that, you know, again, humans don't do that to other humans purposefully to make them mistrust their own intuition. They're doing it because either they don't understand it themselves, or they don't know how to verbalize it, or they feel vulnerable and don't want to talk about it, or it's just none of anybody's business and they have their own personal boundaries. So a psychic really needs to differentiate what that feels like so that they can continue to trust their own ability in the moment where boundaries are invoked, or where there's a lack of understanding or ability to articulate it. So feeling energy is a big one. And because of that, we're able to know very clearly if someone is being deceptive or not. So it's often said that if you're psychic, you're kind of like a human lie detector, meaning that, you know, you could be looking at someone and asking someone a question and you could be watching their answer to you and the whole time thinking they're full of crap. Or something changes and you actually start to see their facial expressions change, or it's like an outer, to me, what happens is it's an outer body experience. It's like I'm listening to the words you're saying. I'm seeing your energy and I'm actually watching you watch me to see if I'm buying what you're saying. And then there's a minute there, a moment where there's an actual energetic exchange, where there's a realization that that person is aware that I do not align to what they're saying. I do not believe what they're saying. And then they kind of surrender to it and accept that, okay, she knows and I know, and now we both know, but there's no discussing it. And I know that's kind of complex if you haven't ever been in that situation, or maybe it's an awareness right now that you've been there and felt that and wasn't sure what all of that was. Because when we're talking to other people, whether it's in an email, a text, or verbally, we're communicating with our energy first. So the words I'm talking to you right now were not the first thing that you connected to with me. The first thing you're connecting to is my energy. How I'm speaking, what I'm speaking about, does it feel aligned? Does it feel truthful? This is why people will choose to work with someone as a counselor or a coach, or buy a couch off of them, or drop their life savings and put it into stocks with a particular person, because they are meeting their energy first. If it feels aligned to each other, if it feels truthful, if you feel connected, you don't even need to know how all of this stuff's going to work out. You just know that it feels right because it feels truthful and it feels aligned and empowered to you and your story. And so when it doesn't, it's like you're a human lie detector. And then what that does is it makes people question your relationship, your truthfulness, your honesty, your intentions behind it. And then that changes things, because we're connecting to energy here. And psychics often avoid wanting to do some nonverbal communication, such as like affection, handholding, snuggling, hugging, standing super close to people. So I know for me, my personal experience is I don't like to be too close to other people for a long period of time, because it overwhelms my energetic body. It overwhelms my energy. So I like to kind of keep my distance. I like to give a hug to say hello or goodbye, or like as a sign of affection, but I don't want to be sitting like on top of each other for hours and hours and hours. Or I don't want, you know, when I'm speaking to somebody having a conversation, I don't want them in my energetic body, my aura. I don't want your aura in my aura while you're speaking to me. There's no reason that you need to be nose to nose with me to speak to me. Like, we need some energy. So you probably have seen it or even been involved in this yourself, where someone is a close talker and then you back up and they back up and you back up and they back up. Next thing you know, you're across the street before you can even finish the conversation. And it's like, they're not picking up on that you have a personal boundary, that you need your space. Psychics do not want their energy to be confused or like a smoke show kind of thing happening with other people's energy. There, we do want to respect our auras. We want to respect our energy bodies. So personal space is a big deal. Now, if you're someone who is really, really struggling with personal space and affection, then there might be something else going on there. But I'm just talking about overall general, like exchanging of frequencies when you're super close to another physical body. This is a big one too. Like, psychics will have very vivid dreams and very, almost like real, like they're super real. Like, that you woke up and it happened. It, you can remember, you can smell, taste, hear, whatever. All of the things about the dream seem to be so captivating that you may even wake yourself up from the dream because it feels so real. So remembering your dreams as a psychic is important because, you know, when I'm doing coaching, I like to tell my clients to keep a dream journal. Really, a journal for every hour of the day, to be honest, because there's always insights and downloads that are coming to psychics 24/7. So whether you're awake or not, they're coming to you at full speed all the time, like so quick that you can't even keep up with all of it. So when you do become aware of something, whether it's a dream or a sign or a coincidence or whatever during the day, you want to write it down. So the day it happened, the time of day it happened, what it was that transpired. And then later you can go back and say, oh, okay, but 3 days later, this actually occurred. So then I can write beside it, okay, you know, 3 days later, this happened with this person. This was the outcome. So it's like spending with cash, right? Like, when you spend with cash, you can see where your money's going and how quickly it's going. It's the same thing as journaling down your experiences. You might not think you're psychic or as psychic as the next person, but when you start to document everything down, you're going to be like, whoa, how am I getting all of this stuff? This is way more intense than I thought it was. And becoming aware of all of the little ones and big ones, because every psychic insight counts. Even if you don't understand what it means in the moment, those ones seem to be the biggest, because obviously if you're psychic, you don't get to explain what it means in the moment. A lot of times psychic might mean you're predicting something that's coming in the future. So how could anybody ever explain what that means today in the now when it hasn't happened yet? But as a psychic, you have to have trust and faith and patience and understanding of that. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. So while you're waiting and enjoying your life, psychics love to connect to the universe. They love to connect to earth and nature and all things with animals or pets or living things, plants. For instance, I do love animals, but I'm not a big animal person. I'm big on trees. So if you're psychic, it doesn't mean every psychic is an animal lover or a tree lover. You might be one more than the other, but what a common thread is that psychics are so connected to all life force energy that anything living is going to kind of spark some sort of intrigue and awaken that connection to the divine, connection to the universe, whatever you want to call it. And by doing that, you're actually empowering your psychic ability more, because you're not only clearing away energy you don't need, but you're tapping into the universal life force energy that will keep you connected to the psychic ability. And by doing that, you're probably also going to be super sensitive to shifts in astrological events. So like full moons, eclipse, things like that, solar flares. So you're probably someone who's like, oh boy, a full moon is coming. Mercury retrograde is here. And you're going to know, you're probably going to have them circled on your calendar so that you can be prepared ahead of time to know when these events are happening. You might get a headache. You might be, people around you are probably losing control of their emotions and becoming hypersensitive. Or, you know, I used to work in healthcare and full moon stuff was real. When I worked in healthcare, we'd have crazy, crazy things happening, like crazy events, like things that people did that they would not normally do, or a series of events that led to something else that happened that, like, people would be like, I never do this. I don't know why I would do this. And I did this today. So, you know, full moons influence people. And what I would say about that, because I could do a whole podcast just on full moons. But if you are sensitive to the energy shifts that are happening astrologically, you know, with the planets and even, I'm just going to say even with the seasons changing, or like horoscopes, like different types of signs. If you're sensitive to that, you probably want to lean into it. Allow yourself to just accept that you are, lean into it, identify what's happening, when it's happening, where it's happening, who it's happening with, and then you're going to know how to navigate yourself better. What ends up happening when we resist this is that, yeah, then the weird things start happening. We start having communication issues. We start having, you know, things that occur that don't normally occur. So when you feel like you're in alignment with it and you're going with the flow, everything's going to feel a lot easier. So just try not to resist your energetic shifts while you're in this stage. And the last point I want to talk about being psychic is you probably feel like you've had trouble fitting in with other people, finding your community, or fitting into being human at all. If you're psychic, you probably have felt one of those things at one point in time or another. And it's primarily because psychics have a different perspective and awareness. They usually lead with love and they want things to be that of like a healing nature, of a service, working in service. They want to just be able to be accepted and loved, you know, not to have judgment or bias or war or disdain, hatred, gossip. Those things really are troublesome to psychics. That's why we have a hard time going to work when there's, you know, office gossip or a bully at school or, you know, energy. You might not have any altercation or conflict with somebody, but their energy alone makes it uncomfortable for you to be there. The hierarchy of an organization, how the leadership is leading or not leading, what the mission statement is of the company you're working for or the organization that you're serving. Is it in alignment with what they're actually doing? Or is it in alignment with your belief systems and your mission as a human? Where are we coming into all of this? When are we going to start asking ourselves what we want and what we're willing to do and who we're willing to be around instead of trying to be accepted and fit into something that we know every single day is not the right thing? It does not come out of love. It does not come out of light. It does not come out of the bigger, higher good. And especially as we sit here, you know, in 2023, I'm recording this. When we sit here and we have things that are happening, like systems are being broken down, bias are being crashed and cracked open. We are having people stand up for human rights. We are having our legal system and our education system, our health system, like the political parties. We're having all of these people and places and things be questioned. You know, people are questioning people now. People are seeing where the right way to go is. And what has to happen is it all needs to kind of crumble down to the ground first and then be rebuilt. And we may not see this in our lifetime, but it's coming. because it has to evolve. Now, we're always going to have duality. So when we talk about trouble fitting in, the duality is as long as humanity exists, there will be differing perceptions of how to do things. There will be good and there will be bad. There will be right. There will be wrong. There will be dark. There will be light. What we have to do as psychics is to decide what is our role in this? What are we here to do? Because our purpose is sometimes not easy. It's not easy to sit back and watch things destruct or hurt people or tear things to the ground. It's not easy. But is it your purpose to be that light in the darkness, to come in and disrupt the way that works and be the leader that takes us into a different direction? Or is it your purpose to accept, to remove yourself, to go in a different direction, to find your people in a different space? What is it that you need to do that will honor your life's purpose or your soul plan or you individually as a soul? What does that look like for you? Because if you're having trouble fitting in, your intuition or your psychic abilities are telling you, they're screaming at you that something isn't right, something isn't in alignment. But what we need to do is give ourselves permission to change it, to pivot, to move ourselves. I often say, you know, when you're having things happen in your life, it's like, imagine, you know, I like going to the batting cages. So imagine standing in a batting cage and standing right over the plate, and a ball is coming out of the machine and it's headed towards you and it hits you, because you're bound to get hit at least once or twice, right? If you're standing on the plate. Now, if you didn't like it, you're going to move. But now let's take that same example and apply it into our life. Like, say it's a job. So now imagine that ball keeps coming and hitting you and hitting you and hitting you, and you're not moving. So this job is throwing stuff at you and it just keeps taking you down, hitting you, knocking you down, just hit after hit after hit after hit. And every day you come home and you tell your partner or your family how much you can't stand this job, this person, this place, this whatever. And every day you go back and you stand on the plate and the balls keep coming and hitting you. At what point do we move? At what point do we say, I'm not going to stand here and get hit by these baseballs every single day. I'm going to move. I might leave the batting cage altogether and call it a day and find something else that makes me feel good and not terrible. I'm not going to keep taking the hits every day, all day. Or I might move to the side of the plate where I'm feeling better, feeling in alignment to, and then start hitting the balls with the bat and feeling I found my spot in the same space. Either way, we don't have to endure. You know, there's this thing about giving up. And I would say giving up would be surrendering to what the bad thing that's happening to you that you don't like. Giving up would be staying there. I challenge you to question yourself. Is giving up staying in the same spot that you're in, hoping for something better to happen or for you to magically be in a better spot, you know, body, mind, and soul? Or is giving up to you saying, I'm no longer participating in this because I'm not going to continue doing something that's not going to change the outcome to it, and I don't like it, I desire something else, and go to do something else? And if that's the case, then why is giving up so bad? Giving up does not have to be bad. We should be so worthy of our own desires that we are willing to pivot, to change course, to make different decisions that make us feel good, that make us feel like we are worthy, that we are here for our purpose, and that other people see us and we see them and everything is headed in the right direction. And yes, there's always going to be a random ball that flies over and hits you. But I'd rather get hit by a random ball once in a while than know that every single day I'm showing up and hitting hit after hit after hit after hit and just being stubborn to not live my life's purpose and do what I desire to do, for worry that I'm not going to be accepted or worried I'm going to be judged by other people who I already don't fit in with. Kind of got a little passionate about that. However, you get my point. If you're having trouble fitting in, that's another term for just basically saying you're not in alignment with where you should be and who you should be with. And at the end of the day, the only person that you should be worried about fitting in with is yourself. And if you feel like you can wake up every single day and you're doing what you want, what you love, what you desire to do, and that when you do have challenges come your way, they're just that. They're just a challenge. They're something to make you grow, something to make you learn, something to make you help serve others better. And that it isn't something that's going to take you down to your knees. Because when we're in alignment as psychics, as humans in general, we are able to operate from a much higher vibrational frequency. So when we get that random hit, it doesn't completely defeat us. We are able to continue and push forward. When we operate out of a space of lack or a space of unhealthiness, unwellness, unbalance, ungroundedness, when we get one hit, it will defeat us sometimes for weeks, sometimes for months, sometimes for years, sometimes forever. So it's getting to a space in your life where you fit in with the people, the community, your people, your service, your purpose, your activities, and knowing that if you have a bad day, if you take a hit, it doesn't matter, because so much more balance is on the higher energetic frequency, and you can bounce back from those hits so fast and so much quicker than if you were not in the right space at the right time. So those are some ways that you might identify as being psychic. And what I would kind of say to you is, you know, food for thought as we wrap up here is, what does psychic mean to you? Do you identify as being psychic? Do any of these signs or lists of attributes that I've mentioned here, do any of them ring a bell? You don't have to have all of them. You might have some of them, and sometimes you might have more on one day than another. But once you identify that this might be what's going on around you, the reason your life seems so chaotic at times is because you're actually connecting to energy. And once you start speaking the language of energy, you're going to unlock everything else around you, and everything else is going to become so much more clear. And the clarity that you're striving for is going to be there for you. It's within you. It's always been. And it just leads you to that place of inner awareness and alignment. You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.